This week, the American export is Branson Line ship Independence, sailed into New York Harbor and practically stopped traffic. On her side was painted a huge psychedelic eye, just peering out of the waterline. It was in glorious color, orange, yellow, and raspberry. Probably a good idea, kind of symbolic of how most of the passengers feel the day after that great bon voyage party. A trip to the High Chaparral now with the David Rose Orchestra. Monitor's weekly report on the younger generation with Linda Sutter.
He flies through the air with the greatest of ease, this daring young man on the flying trapeze, Tito Gaona, who along with his father and his brother and sister is a member of the Flying Gaonas, the exciting aerial trapeze act in the Ringling Brothers Circus. Tito, who's 21 years old, was born in Mexico. He's been flying, as they say, for 7 years, the last three of them with the Ringling Brothers Circus. And as I understand it, he's the only man who performs a triple somersault in midair, the most difficult feat a trapeze artist can accomplish. Tito, just to start at the beginning, how did it happen that you started flying?
My father was in the business all the time, all his life. And, of course, when I used to come from school vacations to see him, and he used to perform a comedy trapeze act, not flying trapeze, low. And I don't know, every time I saw him work or saw any flying trapeze act, my hands started to sweat very much. And I said to myself, well, maybe something like that's calling me to work in the trapeze. And I said, I must try it.
Did you start low on the ground?
Sure, yes, low. You start only timings, you know. Actually, talking, speaking. How are we going to do it? How are you going to do it? So later on, you go up to the high trapeze. And the first time I flew, boy, I have some feeling, you know, very, very nice.
Like what? I mean, just...
It's something like a bird, you know, gosh. It was because it's so high in the swing. And it's a really nice feeling when it's the first time.
Do you ever get frightened?
Well, actually, sometimes, kind of nervous, a little bit.
What sort of thing makes you nervous?
Well, it depends. Now, here's when if you're doing a triple somersault, and if something misses before the triple, that's when you get a little nervous.
Have you had any close calls?
Well, one time I had one, I went over the apron.
What is that, the apron?
Well, the apron is the net that's in the bottom of the trapeze, and there's another net going up toward where the catcher is.
Mm-hmm.
So one day I slipped out of his hand and I went over the apron into the seats where the people was. And I got out of there so fast, I don't know how.
You didn't get hurt and no one
no,
got
no,
hurt?
No.
Well, now, doesn't something like that frighten you?
Well, it does, sure it does, you know, and it was so fast about frightened, and I went to the dressing room right away, and I was thinking, what happened? And actually, I went up about 45 feet, and I didn't get hurt or nothing. I used my breath, how you say when you...
You just lose your wind.
Yeah, I lost my wind.
We're talking with Tito Gaona, a member of the Flying Gaonas, the trapeze act with the Ringling Brothers Circus, which, by the way, is in New York at the new Madison Square Garden through May 12th. How many months a year do you travel?
We travel 11 months all around the States. When you get home, it's just like a vacation for us.
Where's home?
Florida and Venice.
But your whole family doesn't travel with the circus.
No. My mother's at home with my little brothers. they're in school.
Is there a great deal of sort of camaraderie with the circus people? I mean, do they all get along terribly well and spend most of their time
together? Like a big family. Of course, you know, when you're sort of traveling for 11 months, it's just like a family. You know everybody so well.
And they do spend most of their time together. Do a lot of people from the circus get married to each other and so
forth? Oh, yes, yes, yeah. They sure do. That's what I like about the circus. It's an interesting life. You get to learn many things. Like, for instance, me, I love to speak many languages, which I really love. That's what I think I would do if I would retire. Mm-hmm. Study languages and speak them.
Do you take out girls from the circus?
Oh, yes. We go out together.
Do you have a steady girl right now?
Right now, yes, I have a girl.
Is she in the circus?
Yes.
What does she do?
She juggles.
Thank you, Tito.
It's a pleasure being here with you. Very nice.
We've been talking with Tito Gaiona of the Flying Gaionas from the Ringling Brothers Circus, who's thrilling to watch and, like the rest of his generation, interesting and fun to know. This is Linda Sutter reporting for This Younger Generation on Monitor.
He will walk into the room and look at me, and I'll melt away. He will smile his little smile, and he will see how I melt away. I will melt away. He will press his lips to mine. Let him be mine. I will softly pray. And
Vicky Carr, and she'll be there. Where? Right here on the Monitor Beacon.
Forced to join an outlaw gang, two men who were once friends become enemies. Audie Murphy and Catherine Crowley star in Showdown, Sunday at 11:30.
Say, kids, want to know why the traffic department asks you to cross the street only at corners? Well, because it's the safest place to cross. That's the real reason. The drivers are more alert at corners, and that's where they expect the most cars and the most people. If you cross the street in the middle of the block or run into the street between parked cars, a driver won't expect you, may not see you in time to stop. So always cross where it's safest, where drivers expect to see you, at corners.
Monitor New York, your weekend sound on WNBC New York. At 14 minutes before the hour, time to remind you about Sunday Monitor. Tomorrow afternoon, your host will be Henry Morgan. He'll have Dick Van Dyke on his guest list, who'll talk about his plans to retire 3 years from now. You'll also hear Poppy Cannon talk about her new can opener cookbook. That sounds like my kind of cooking. Also, you'll hear Bob Hope accepting the Peabody Award he received this week for his 30 years of outstanding work in the field of communications. Also heard tomorrow, regulars Joe Garagiola, Al Capp, Bob Considine, and Joyce Brothers. Plus this sound, Monitor Music.
But I'd like to get to know you.
Yes, I would.
But I'd like to get to know you.
If I could.
But I'd like to get to know you.
Suddenly I found searching all around. Just was not the answer. What I thought was true looked a bit like you. I figured I might chance her.
But I'd like to get to know you.
Yes, I would.
And our gang and like to get to know you. An American fair has been going on this month in Tokyo. Its official name is the U.S. Food and Agricultural Exhibition. Naturally, most of the exhibits are American products, a wide variety of foods, and a great deal of information about farming and raising cattle. But the theme of this exhibition is food, fun, and fashion. To provide some of the fun, they took along some American entertainers, among them singer Bob McGrath. He was interviewed for Monitor by reporter Lane Beatty in Tokyo.
Bob, why are you so popular in Japan?
Well, I have no idea. The reason I got here in the first place, however, the first exposure was through the Michi Mirror Singerong Gang.
Now, wait just a minute. We better translate that.
That translates into the Mitch Miller Singalong Gang. And they invited Babu Maguras. Come back a few times.
That would be Bob McGrath.
That would be Bob McGrath, right. Huh? I missed my cue the first time I heard that one on stage.
Oh,
but
really?
I've come back 6 or 7 times on my own since the first time.
And what are you doing here now?
Well, this time I'm here for the United States Department of Agriculture, the Food and Agricultural Exposition, or exhibition rather. It's the largest exhibition that's ever been held outside of the United States, and it's a marvelous fair here, and the people seem to really be enjoying it.
What do you do here at the festival?
Well, we're doing sort of a musical tour around the United States. Alfred Stern has produced a half-hour musical show as part of the whole fair, and we have the Sharps and Flats accompanying the show, which was a very successful and a marvelous jazz band that created a sensation at the Newport Jazz Festival last year. And he's here, and they do a number, and I sort of accompany Chizuko Arai, who is a young Japanese starlet, on a musical tour of the United States down in New Orleans. We do Basin Street and Out West, and Home on the Range in Japanese, and a Beatles song.
About a 30-minute show.
About a 30-minute show, right.
Mm-hmm. Well, you sing in Japanese, we're Home on the Range, but you do speak Japanese, don't you?
Well, I'm working on it. I speak a considerable amount in the show, and I've recorded a great deal. My last album was completely in Japanese, of old folk songs, 50 to 100 years old. Mm-hmm. They're beautiful songs.
How do you account for the popularity here of music like that?
I'm singing, of course, in a Western style, which is a little bit different there than their traditional type of singing, and there have not been too many Western-type singers, that is from the West, doing their old traditional songs. Mm-hmm. I find them very beautiful, and I really enjoyed working on them, and they seem to enjoy the slightly different interpretation than what they've had.
You certainly have packed them in down in the theater here at the Festival Hall.
Well, one of the attractions here was something funny that came up. We have a little egg hatching hatchery here, as you probably know.
Yes.
And we have peeping going on all during the show. But a dozen kids or more have come back and said they've named their baby chicks Babu Maguras, which I guess is a compliment.
That's the ultimate. What do you call home, Bob?
I live in Teaneck, New Jersey now. I have my wife and four children are there.
Uh-huh.
And I come from Illinois. I was born on the farm. I was out talking to the boys that had the cattle here this morning, and they were a little surprised to find out that I was milking cows when I was 8 years old.
Your mention of your family there reminds me of something I heard, that sometimes you get mash notes, and in contrast to this sort of thing in some other places. So what do they say?
Well, at the end of these mash notes, which I guess are typical mash notes, they all say things like, "Please give my best to your wife and four children," which sort of takes the starch out of the whole letter.
Well, thanks very much, Bob McGrath. This is Lane Beatty in Tokyo, reporting for Monitor.
An entertainer in Tokyo, where the American Festival is displaying U.S. products. Object? To induce Japanese people to buy the label Made in America. Now, friends, here's the new sound of Tiny Tim with the old song Tiptoe Through the Tulips.
Hi, Monitor fans. This is Rowan and Martin. Do you know the Gettysburg address?
Mr. and Mrs. Gettysburg, 421 Elm Street, Spokane.
If Tuesday Weld married Frederick March the 2nd, she'd be Tuesday March the 2nd.
Well, here's the latest news from Tanganyika. Let me spell that for you. That's N-E-W-S.
I meant to ask you, Dick, did you have fun with those Siamese twins last night?
Yes and no.
Okay.
Ben Blue married Red Skelton, they'd both be arrested.
Due to lack of interest, tomorrow has been canceled.
Tiny Tim fans, attention. Your hero will be on Martin and Rowan's Laugh-In this Monday. Now, this reminder.
Made Mother's Day reservations?
Mother's Day reservations?
Call your FTD florist. Make Mother's Day flower reservations now.
In the first waltz. NBC News on the Hour is next, and then there'll be more of Monitor. I'm your host, Ted Steele.
We still have more to bring you. Just wait and see. More news, more songs to sing you, more comedy.
Hi, this is Big Wilson. I think you deserve a special drink. Vermouth on the rocks with a twist of lemon. Imported stock vermouth dry. It's great straight. You can enjoy drinking it and still enjoy the party. Stock vermouth dry mixes well with people, and vice versa. People who enjoy really good living appreciate the way stock vermouth dry stays crystal clear, even after it's been open for a while. Now, while I'm on the subject of that great stock family of imported products, be sure to try Stock Vermouth Sweet. It has just the right amount of everything, blended to make it the best sweet vermouth you ever tasted. Just look for the Stock label, and you'll know it's a quality product. Stock has a whole family of imported merrymakers. Bring some home tonight. Shenley Imports Company, New York, New York.
The Jim Gerhardt Show, 2 to 4 p.m. on WNBC.
Meow, meow, meow.
It's a scream.
Monitor New York, your weekend sound on WNBC New York.